This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. By way of review, since the headline number did come out at 8:30 this morning Washington time, the economy added 214,000 jobs last month. The unemployment rate ticked down to 5.8%. It was almost uniformly a good report. Almost uniformly. The fly in the ointment was the same fly that's been in the labor market ointment for years now. Wages that are just stuck. Average hourly pay in this country rose 3 cents last month. Not 3%, but 3 cents. So, what do you do with that? What if there are a way to flip things around a little bit, get more wage growth, even if somehow it meant less job growth? Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein gets us going today.
Over the past few years, everyone, and I mean everyone, has talked about
job growth, job growth,
job growth,
job growth,
job growth. And that makes perfectly good sense. Economists say after a recession, there's a sort of natural order to a recovery. Wharton economist Kent Smetter says, think of the recession like a monster fire that burns down the forest. Then
you get a lot of job growth. That's the trees growing up. But as they get taller, you know, they're competing for sunlight. And that's kind of the wage growth.
Smetter says in this most recent jobs report, wages went up 0.1%, barely keeping up with inflation. But the economist says some trees, or in this case industries, are getting big enough to see some competition.
Trucking and manufacturing, as well as in some of the professional services like lawyers and accountants, you are seeing higher wage growth, maybe 0.2%, 0.3%.
Here's the thing. If the ranks of the unemployed keep thinning, Brookings Institution economist Gary Bertless says wages will come around. And if that happens,
then profits would not rise as fast in the future as they have so far in this economic recovery.
And remember, Bertless says business profits have hit record highs almost every quarter. Maybe, he says, it's time for a bigger share to go to the workers.
And if they did have more spending power, that could boost consumption and boost the reasons for employers to add to their payrolls because they can sell more stuff more easily.
Bertless says while plenty of folks in Washington keep banging the job growth drum, voters sent a clear message this week supporting minimum wage hikes. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.